I may have spoken about this over the summer, so I apologize if it's a repeat, but there's a discussion in the opening Shaila, in the second Chelik of Shal's Jewish Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss was asked why it is that in the L'shem Yichud for putting on one's tefillin, there is no mention of the standard kavana that one is supposed to have when wearing tefillin. Now, let me explain what he's talking about. There is a tefillah that some people say called L'shem Yichud. Now, so some people only say it before Sefiras Omer. Some people say it before every mitzvah. Some people only say them on the Seder night. And there's a discussion as to why one would or would not say these special tefillos. I think I have a shiur on it on YU Torah. If you're bored one day, you can listen to it. But bottom line is that it talks about all kinds of special kavanas and the accomplishments that you're doing of the mitzvah is going to have, and the things you're supposed to have in mind while doing the mitzvah. Now, the reason this is problematic when it comes to tefillin and huad dinami when it comes to tzitzis is that tefillin and tzitzis, along with the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, are supposed to have special kavana associated with them. This is a comment made famous by the Bach, where the Bach basically points to psukim in the Torah that indicate, and sources in Chazal as well, that indicate that one is supposed to have kavana when one sits in the sukkah of L'man Yedu Dorasechem, Kiba Sukkah Soshafti Espinei Yisrael, right? One's supposed to have in mind Zecher Lanani HaKavod when one sits in the sukkah. One is supposed to have in mind when one puts on tefillin, L'man Tiyah Torah Sashem Beficha, that the tefillin represent the Torah, and specifically the one should have the words of Torah in one's mouth and on one's body when they're wearing the tefillin. It's supposed to have kavana l'man tiyah Torah Hashem beficha, and when one puts on tzitzis, it's supposed to have kavana l'man tizgru es kol mitzvos Hashem. He's supposed to remember all of the taryag mitzvos. So this special kavana, whether you hold of it by sukkah, I think most people are makbid at least l'chadchila. It's machlokis in the Mishnah Berurah whether it's ma'akim or not, but everybody's makbid more or less when it comes to sitting in the sukkah to have kavana zecher l'anani HaKavod. But ironically, the mitzvahs that one gets to perform every single day, i.e. the mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis, one is not always so careful to have these kavanos. So Rav Asher Weiss deals with the question as why it's not included once you're saying a special tefillah to have extra special kavana for the mitzvah of tefillin. Why not at least mention the actual kavana of L'man Tiyah Torah Hashem Beficha, which is the kavana that everybody agrees you're supposed to have? Okay, so he deals with it the way he deals with it. Check it out. It's a short little tshuva at the beginning of Minchas Asher Chelik Beis. Just wanted to share with you something. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach actually brings this up in his opening tshuva in Minchas Shlomo. He points to a very scary bir halacha. I read you the lashon of the bir halacha in Simen Samech, Tzif Dal Dir Maschal V'Yesh Omrim. This is a quote from the lashon of the bir halacha. In Kar'u La Torah, V'lokeach Taliso O Talis HaKohol La'alos L'bima. So you get to the Torah, you're going to hop quickly, grab a talis. She'az Zmano Bahu U'mistama Eina Mechavein Az B'levishasa L'kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel Tzitzis. So when you put it on, you're probably not having kavana for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Memela over bazel a mitzvah saseh. So then, Mamela, you're over on the mitzvah saseh. V'ha'olam ein nizharim b'zeh. And people are not careful about this. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, when you put on a beged of dalad kanfos with tzitzis on it, since you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, you are not yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore you're Mamela violating the assay of wearing dalad kanfos without putting on tzitzis, which is something very scary. A person's supposed to have in mind when he goes up to the bima, especially if it's a time where you're not wearing your own talis, or if you're too young and you don't have a talis. So you should have in mind to be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman just throws in, he says, according to the Bach, that a person when he puts on the tzitzis has to have kavana to remember the taryag mitzvos. Or huad dinami, if a person puts on tefillin and he's supposed to have kavana l'man tiyah Torah Hashem beficha, so then one should be very careful to do this and to make sure that we're yotzei the mitzvah properly, because to not be yotzei the mitzvah is to be mevatel the mitzvah, and therefore should have kavana every single day. When we put on the tefillin, we should say l'man tiyah Torah Hashem beficha, whether we verbalize it or we just think it in our minds. And we put on our talis or we put on our talis katan, we should have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis and l'man tizgur es kol mitzvos Hashem as yisem osam.